There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Your regular program will be with you very, very shortly. But first, a quick announcement from me, Chris Pajak of the Red Men TV. I want you to sign up to Red Men Plus. You get more podcasts in your ears every single f***ing day, man. It's incredible. Just go and do it. RedmenPlus.com. Loads of benefits. Discord servers, merchandise, discount codes. We've got it all for you. Right to your programming.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. I am joined by Abigail Rudkin and John Machin for this one. It's Liverpool, it's West Ham, it's the Premier League, it's Wednesday night, and it's a 7:30 kickoff if you're going to the game, which we've just found out when we checked the fixtures. And we were all surprised by it being a 7:30. We would have all turned up for 7:45 and missed Liverpool's first 3 goals of the game. But we haven't and we won't. And I am joined, as mentioned, by John and Abby for this one. Before we get into it, I've got a massive thank you to say to each and every one of you 500,000 idiots who follow us on YouTube. Thank you so much. It's been a long, hard 12 years of Red Men TV since we released our first video back in 2010. There was 4 years where I was running a restaurant and doing this on the side. There's been 8 years when it's been a full-time thing. I've loved each and every second of it. To every contributor, to everybody who's watched, to everyone who's liked, to everyone who's engaged with us, thank you so much. You literally have genuinely changed my life, and to you two for joining me today, thank you so much. Liverpool, John, I'll start with you. Came off the back of a 1-0 victory against Manchester City, 2 wins on the bounce.
Wow.
Heady
stuff, isn't
get
it?
In
heady stuff.
What are we going to do? What are we going to be like? Are we going to be good? Is this it now? Is this Liverpool is back?
Well, it's the biggest banana skin likely, isn't it? You know, you really have to be careful now, you know, because we had the really big win away with Mo's fastest ever hat-trick. Then we get to beat City. The ground is bouncing. Then we play West Ham. You've got to be really careful about this game. You know, I think there'll be a temptation to think we're just going to steamroller them. And I think we'll have to be really careful.
Don't be so boring, John.
I'm the temptation.
Come on.
It's not boring, it's just reality.
No, come on, John. Can't we beat them like 9-0?
We can, and probably will.
But hey!
I wouldn't. I would still think we've got to be careful.
No, you're absolutely spot on, as always. The voice of reason for the last 12 years of Red Men TV is John Machin been. Liverpool have lost just one of their last 49 home games against West Ham. 1-36, drawn 12. We lost 3-0 in August 2015. That day, I seem to remember, one Joseph Dave Gomez played left back and got absolutely ripped to shreds. He probably is likely to start at centre back, but like building off the confidence that he had from against Manchester City, and the results have really gone our way against West Ham. I know they've been tough games at times. I know they beat us last season and stuff, but you've got to expect Liverpool at Anfield under the lights to beat West Ham.
Yeah, I think we definitely win this one. I mean, we've seen Liverpool in the past have bad spells and then go on to win like 13 games in a row, things like that. I just feel like we're going on to one of those runs now, and that's probably me being overly confident, but I'd rather be overly confident than the way I felt this time 2 weeks ago. Do you know what I mean? I was absolutely miserable. But no, I definitely think we can. And Gomez last night was absolutely amazing. Him and Milner did so much better than I probably thought they were going to. But I didn't want to be one of those people, you know, because social media, the moment that you're seeing that Milner and Gomez were playing, it was just like, oh, we're going to lose this 4-5-0 or something. But we never, and
they
did great.
A lot of people owe James Milner an apology. Don't they? Because
definitely.
He was terrific.
Even Gomez
about
as well.
About 95% of the fan base, probably. Because even the people who weren't vocal on Twitter were vocal in the pubs around Anfield. yeah. last night. Everybody was thinking. I personally said in the pub before the team came out, there's a lot to talk about Fabinho being at centre half and stuff, and I was like, I'd rather Joe Gomez be at centre half and Fabinho at right back. I was wrong. We shouldn't doubt James Milner. He's done it for years for us now, John, and he's dependable. And when you think he's going to be a liability, he's not. He steps up and he's counted.
And he's a bit of an athlete still, you know. Whereas, you know, I mean, all the, you know, it's a myth now, isn't it, about his training regime in pre-season, how he beats everyone and everything. And he is an athlete, and we should always expect that he will give that kind of energy to his performance. And against, you know, Foden, up, you know, sat on the wing all game, didn't get a sniff, did he?
No. You know. And it wasn't just him, it was obviously Joe Gomez, as you mentioned, but the young lad, Harvey Elliott, I thought did an incredible job at tracking back. And there's another lad who's owed an apology from me, because I didn't think he could be a right winger for Liverpool. I thought he was going to be a centre midfielder, but he showed me last night, John, and Abby, in fact, I'll come to you, he showed me that he can play right wing as well to an extremely high level.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely. I mean, I know we're going to come on to formation, so I'll try and not get into it too soon. But he was literally, he was unbelievable last night. I don't think there was one player on the pitch that I really thought wasn't. Do you know what I mean? But Harvey, definitely, especially for his age. I mean, I know I said last week when I was talking to you that, like, because he's so small, he doesn't look like he can be physical. But he sort of showed that yesterday. Like, there was times where I thought he just weren't coming away with the ball, and he did. Do you know what I mean? He just popped up out of nowhere. But yeah, I thought he was brilliant.
And that's the thing, moving on to this game, you know, Abby mentions there the physical nature of Harvey's game and how he put himself about and how he tracked back. We know West Ham are a physical side, John, and that's something that we've sometimes found difficult when we've gone up against them. You know, they're a big, tall side. But I think now it feels like, you know, Liverpool play better in intense periods, don't they? And, you know, two wins on the bounce, another midweek game, it's set up for us, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going back to Harvey Elliott, I mean, his pace is really crucial for us, given how slow our midfield can be. You know, to have someone who's willing to get back at pace as well as be able to get stuck in, you know, that's invaluable for us. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I think last January we were 14 points off the top of the table, which is what we are now. So we've given ourselves a little bit longer to pick it up. But, you know, we did it then. We came within one point of the title. So don't see any reason why we shouldn't now go on a run and get us right back up there.
Oh, that's it, isn't it? And obviously West Ham coming off a 1-1 draw with Southampton. It's not been a great start for them. So far now, Liverpool are up into 8th in the Premier League, as you mentioned. We're 14 points off Arsenal, but we do have a game in hand on them as well, much like we had a game in hand on 14 points on City. West Ham down in 12th position. They've had 3 wins, 2 draws, 5 losses. Only scored 9 goals so far this season.
They've only won one away as well all season. So they're not doing very well away from home. They're doing fine at home, but that's carrying them along into mid-table, but their away form has been pretty dire.
What do you put it down to, do you think? You know, because they've been between fourth and seventh, it feels like, for the last couple of years.
They haven't been scoring goals particularly. I mean, they brought that Schumacher in, or whatever his name is, and I think there's a lot riding on whether he's a success or not. And Antonio's not really been at it this season. You know, last season and the season before, you know, he was scoring a bagful. He was always in my fantasy team early on. And now, no, you know.
I think he's got 4 on the season so far. I think Bowen's got 4 maybe. And
he's another one, Bowen. He was really unplayable last year.
Yeah, he took
and he's only just coming back to some kind of form now, by the sound of it.
Yeah, and obviously we know that they had a bit of a makeshift team, actually, last time out against Southampton. They went with Cresswell, Kehrer and Ben Johnson as 3 centre-backs, with Palmieri, Declan Rice, Thomas Suchek and Koufal as the four-man midfield, with Paqueta, Scamacca and Bowen as their front 3. So it's a 3-4-3 formation. I can't help but talk about the formations at this point, because if they're playing 3 at the back and they only had 1 recognised centre-half, Abby, do you play 3 up front or do you play 4 up front and overload them if that's what they're going to be playing?
4 for me, I think, to be honest. But to be fair to West Ham, I thought they were unlucky yesterday. I didn't watch the whole game, but the referee got in the way of Bowen to stop. I'm not sure who scored the goal for them, to be honest. And in the end, Southampton ends up scoring. It was just unlucky, do you know what I mean? It was really unlucky for them. And I thought they could have won that game, to be honest. They played really well, and it's worried me a little bit. how well they did play, to be honest.
Southampton are not really up to much.
No, they're not. Definitely not.
You know, if they were going to win away from home, that's the one you would expect them to win.
I see West Ham in 12th in the table, and I was like, oh well, they're struggling a bit because they were going for top six last season. But then you see that we're in 8th, and then you think like, oh, the table's not really showing at the minute exactly where it's going to end, is it? Do you know what I mean?
No, so that means that West Ham maybe could fly.
I mean,
up
some
there.
Of some of their players out of were ill, weren't they? So you know, they presumably would be back for this game. I think Antonio was ill, and one of their centre backs was ill.
Yeah, well, they're coming up on a potential record in the Premier League as well, West Ham. I don't know if anybody knows this, but they've conceded 799 away goals in Premier League history. Could become the fourth side to ship over 800 on the road after Everton, 848 the most, Newcastle, 830, and Tottenham Hotspur, 826. Isn't that bizarre? That threw me that one. Everton, I was like, yeah, you've been in here the whole time. You've been perennially sort of mid-table-ish, shipping loads of goals and stuff. Newcastle bounced around, missed a couple of years. I'm quite surprised they're as high up, but they do concede a lot of goals and historically have done. Tottenham really surprised me. So maybe Liverpool could put the 800th goal away
from
home.
Start them off on the next 100 as well while we're at it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Maybe get a few into that first 10. That would be nice, wouldn't it? But look, we've got a sponsor today. It's Betmate again, and we're going to be doing our teams a little bit later on, but just to sort of introduce you to it, the concept is it's like a fancy footy with just the Liverpool players and the team that they're facing. So obviously this week's game is Liverpool versus West Ham. It's 7 players that you pick. You can only pick a maximum of 6 from one team, so 7 players in your starting lineup, 4 on the bench. We're doing a free pot this week, which we'll explain later, but if you download the Betmate app and you click the join button and you type in F-Redman, you will join our free pot to enter. It was £100 up for grabs. You get to play against us, play for bragging rights, play for money. Come and join us, of course, and obviously gamble responsibly and stuff like that. You've got to be 18 plus UK to be able to play Betmate. We've got a trivia question. This is a tough question, by the way, before we get into the nitty-gritty of talking about Liverpool Football Club, the formations, the players, the injuries and everything else that we're looking for. Now, this trivia question is quite good. 9 players that have been transferred directly between Liverpool and West Ham both ways since the year 2000. I was quite shocked there was 9, to be honest with you. I've not actually looked at the answer yet either, so I'm going to play along with you. But while we do that, check out Redmen Plus.
Are you a fan of the content we produce here in podcast form? Do you love Red Men goodness in your ears on a regular occasion? Do you want to know more on and off the field info about Liverpool Football Club? Get closer to the culture of the city and the club? Well, you can do. Red Men Plus podcasts are now available to subscribe to on Spotify. Yes, we are taking the podcast section from Red Men Plus and making it available as a standalone subscription here on Spotify, so you don't need to jump over. You can continue to listen to all of our content in the Spotify app. It is available for £5 and you get full access to all of those shows each and every week and a whole host of extra content as well.
Right, I'm going to get into the comments to see if anybody's actually joined us. Oh, the Dugout Football Channel. Doug, thank you so much, mate. Really appreciate you watching. I said congratulations on 500,000 subscribers, guys. Well deserved. Thank you, mate. Nobody yet has put in any answers for this one, so I'm going to go and pull up the answers. We've got, obviously, Mascherano, Andy Carroll. Has anybody gone the other way that you can think of? I'm having a bit of a struggle here with this one.
I remember Rob Jones going a long time ago.
That's pre-2000, isn't it? Obviously, we've got Ruddock from West Ham, but that's pre-2000 as well. Scales was Wimbledon. That's, again, pre-2000.
No, I can't
think of anyone. Ben Ayoun, there's a good shout. Ben, right, okay, we're going to see it now. Year 2000, Stuart Downing went to West Ham. Andy Carroll went to West Ham. Joe Cole to West Ham, Ben Ayoun, Craig Bellamy, Javier Mascherano, Titi Camara, Daniel Soyland, and Rigoberto Song, bloody hell, Okay. Didn't know hardly any of them, to be fair. If you've got them, you cheaters. Well done. Well done, you. Well done for cheating. Well done. Brilliant. Now, let's talk about some injuries first. Jota looks like he's out with a calf injury, which is obviously a massive disappointment. Looks like we're getting Trent Alexander-Arnold back. He obviously came on as a substitute in Sunday's game against Manchester City. Kurt Jones was on the bench, wasn't he, as well?
Yeah.
Which I think is obviously quite important and quite big. So we've got a couple of players out, a couple of players injured as well. We know the Diaz ones and everything else is going to be out for a while. What formation are you going to play, Abby?
I mean, I call it 4-2-4. I'd still go for the 4-2-4. I mean, I know a lot of people are saying because of the injuries we need to do 4-3-3, but I still think maybe we do throw maybe like Bobby Nunes up top and then throw Harvey and Salah out wide. But to be fair to Salah, he's played really well, you know, up top. I mean, who'd have thought, like, put a goal scorer right in front of the goal and they'll score goals, do you know what I mean? But yeah, 4-2-4 for me.
4-2-4, John, what are you going with?
I'd go 4-3-3, mainly again because of Salah.
Injury.
Salah. You know, he's scoring goals and he's playing more central, so why mess that up? I mean, we've only got three forwards left anyway. You know, you're going to have to use Harvey as a forward. And I mean, maybe they'll do both. You know, they'll play 4-3-3, but with Harvey able to get forward and make it 4-2-4 whenever necessary. You know,
I must admit, I'm with you. I go the 4-2-4 formation. I really liked Elliot's performance at the weekend. I thought he was brilliant off that right hand side. Jota, the injury concerns me as to who you play on the left. But I actually thought Nunes did pretty well down there. I know he split
he's played there on the left for Benfica, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was fast. Like, and direct. Yeah. He makes the wrong decision on occasion, but this is what coaches are for. Coaches at your football club are there to make players better and to make them make the right decisions at the right time. So I truly believe that with coaching that Liverpool will get the best out of Darwin Nunes. And you know, I think one of the other things is what happens with the right back position. John, does Trent Alexander-Arnold just come straight back in for this one for you?
He may well do. I personally wouldn't. You know, he's had an injury, he was supposed to be out for a couple of weeks. He's come back in really quickly. They didn't think he was fit enough to play last night. You know, I personally would just leave him again on the bench. And you know, I think a lot might depend if Konate's fit. Does anyone know whether he's going to be
available?
It
doesn't look likely that he's going to be available. No. I don't think so.
If he was fit, then find, you know, Joe Gomez to play, you know, right back. And I'm not too sure Jimmy Milner, brilliant as he was against City, can play that role two games running in a space of 3 days. You know, it seems a lot to ask.
Because it was an intense game, of course, against Phil Foden and that as well, wasn't it?
The concentration levels, you know, were way up there.
Yeah, I don't think Milner can do that again.
So, you know, that way, you know, you're going to have to play either Trent or Gomez there. So
yeah, so Gomez probably keeps
Konate not fit, then obviously Gomez, you know, carries on as a centre back, which is fine. He's absolutely brilliant centre back.
Yeah, and I thought he brought the best out of Virgil van Dijk, actually, Abby. I think, you know, what we saw from Gomez and van Dijk was peak Liverpool win the league season defending, wasn't it?
100%. Keeping Haaland quiet as well, like, unbelievable. That header by Virgil towards the end to take it off of Haaland's head, unbelievable. To be honest, it's been a while since I've seen Virgil like get his kit dirty, do you know what I mean, and actually get properly involved. Definitely got a dirty kit after that game, do you know what I mean? He really was going for it this time.
He looked aggressive, like he was going towards the ball. Sometimes he's passive and moves away, isn't
he? Definitely, 100%. He weren't putting his hands behind his back and all that, you know.
Everything depended on our centre-backs in that game because I actually don't think City are as good as they used to be. And I think the reason for that is all they do is look for Haaland. All those moves in and out of the box by all their players, you know, and they get 10 players scoring goals. That's all gone. All they do now. I mean, Kevin De Bruyne was a shadow of his former self, stuck out wide looking for crosses to Haaland. And it seems to me that's just wasting their time.
I must admit, it's strange.
And their two centre-backs of ours just saw that and thought, no, we're not having that.
And they can obviously, if you can do it against the best striker in the world, you can hopefully do it against West Ham at Anfield as well. That's the other thing. I've just checked on injury room now. Obviously, we know Diaz and Matip, Ox, Kate are all ruled out. Arthur's ruled out. Jota is ruled out but being assessed. And Konate, it says a 25% chance of a return for Wednesday. So it's nothing, is it? So it looks like it'll be Gomez and Virgil van Dijk. Pick who you want at right back. There is always the option of moving a Kostas Tsimikas or something like that over there, or an Andy Robertson over there if you wanted to. I can't imagine you'd do it. We know Ramsey was back in the squad as well last week against Rangers, wasn't he? So there's an option that we maybe see Ramsey in this one. Is that something, if he's fit, Abby, that you would like to see? I mean, we're all gagging to see him in a red shirt.
Do you know what the thing is? I just don't think Klopp's the type of person to throw you in really quickly into such a big
game. Not without
game.
Minutes.
No, not without minutes, definitely not. And I feel like that's another thing with Nunes, is getting the minutes, do you know what I mean? And Gomez has improved. You look at that Napoli game especially, like he was really poor then, and then you look compared to him to last night, he was unbelievable. So I can't see him just throwing the young lad straight in to throw Ramsey straight in like that. I just could not see him do it.
I agree with that. And then move on to the midfield then, John. I mean, it's pretty much 2 from 3 at the moment, isn't it? It was a big call Sunday not to start the captain, Jordan Henderson, but one that I think was ultimately proved correct.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, resources are limited in the middle, so you just got to make sure that you're getting the best out of all of them. You do that by rotating, don't you? You know, you chop and change both in the game and from game to game. So, you know, Henderson would probably favour to start this one, you know. And whether Fabinho starts or Thiago, again, the sports scientists are going to tell you which one's up for it.
I imagine, yeah, Fabinho probably gets the nod if it's on sports science, because Thiago's probably played a little bit more football than him in recent weeks.
With Harvey playing there, for me, would be, you know, make up the numbers in the middle.
If we were to go a 4-2-4,
where
do you see Carvalho entering this conversation, John? Because I think he's been brilliant.
I think he's been brilliant. I thought he was terrific again when he came on. But I think at the moment, Harvey and him are going to swap. Mm. You know, I think they're going to play the 90 minutes between them, with Harvey, you know, slightly ahead in the pecking order. But, you know, the future's there, isn't it, for those two? And in pre-season, they played those two and Curtis Jones together in almost every game. You know, they chopped and changed all the other players, but those three seem to be playing a lot together, and I think that they obviously see that as the future. Mm-hmm. Those three young, you know, very talented midfield players. So,
do you think Carvalho could come in and do a job for Jota?
He could play
on
the
left.
He could play on the left. He's done that before, hasn't he? Played for us on the left in one game. So yeah, that's a possibility. But, you know, for me, you know, Nunes is probably worth a shout there. You know, as you say, he looked pretty difficult to control when he was there last night. You know, very fast, very physical, not easy to stop. You know, and if one or two of those choices were a little better, you know, we'd have probably won 2 or 3.
That's the thing with Nunes, isn't it? Is that he isn't making the right decisions at the moment, but that's going to come in time, sure. He's got the skills that he needs to succeed. Yeah.
He was selfish, wasn't he? Like, I mean, I'm sure it's still replaying in everyone's head if we'd have lost or if we'd have drew, but he should have just passed that to Salah. He should have. But honestly, I don't even think he'd looked up and realised Salah was there. To be honest, I think he's thought, maybe I'm getting my goal here and that's that. But he did. He looked good down that side, I thought. And if he's played like that for Benfica, I don't see why he can't carry on that way for us. But
it was the way he went past Cancelo, like he wasn't there.
I know, 100%. I mean, it's just game time. I said it last time, it's game time with Nunes, 100%. But Klopp not starting him, I think that might give him a little bit of a kick as well to want to try and like perform better, especially when he does come on. But I think we're going to have to now. The injuries have sort of forced our hand on it, definitely forced Klopp into having to play him. Like, I don't think we've got the option not to, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we played Arsenal, the thing that stood out for me was the pace and the movement of Nunez and Diaz together. That's why it was such a shame that Diaz got injured when he did. But yeah, the pace of Nunez, it's given also that he's strong, you know. And I mean, we actually got a free kick from that referee last night because of Nunez heading towards the penalty box, you know.
He had to lie flat on the floor for about 5 minutes to be able to get the free kick. Oh, yeah. But you have to make it blindingly obvious when it's Anthony Taylor refereeing the games, unfortunately. I did promise that we were going to pick our BetMate teams for this one. Then we're going to come back and do our 11s for this, go through the other fixtures and all the other good things that we do. But before we do, I need to go into the last week's leaderboard to see who won the game. It's not good reading for me, to be perfectly honest with you. Stee wins out with 30 points. Redmen guests last week on the build-up show, 27 points. Paul, 26.5. And there's me at the top of the table, with 24 points. Nope, I lost. Apologies. What does that put me in the leaderboard? Yeah, third, great. Flipping heck. Steve top, Paul second, me third, guest still lagging behind, but only 1 point behind now. I've still won the most money though, so it's fine. And we're going to pick ours now. I'm just going to show you how to do this. So you download the BetMate app, right? And then on the pot code, you just type FF Redmen, and then you click enter, and it's that easy. And if the internet works, you're entered into our pot. So you can just click join for free down at the bottom there. I'm going to pass this to you guys. You're going to join for free. You're going to start to pick your side right now. So the idea, as I mentioned before, is 7 starters, 4 subs. You can only have a maximum of 6 from either team. So there's going to be 6 from one team, 5 from another team. You're going to start with your goalkeeper. Who do you think? And this is where we see who is the most confident. Is it Liverpool or West Ham? You can talk. You can confer. It's absolutely fine.
I mean, Alisson clearly will concede less goals. Yeah. But he'll also make less saves. And what's the balance in terms of points scoring? I don't know. I suppose it depends.
You're also likely to get an assist with Alisson.
Yeah, that's true.
Not every game.
On the last
but if he
game,
slips,
I mean,
it's a guaranteed assist as he's kicking it. That's the way it works, Sean.
Yeah,
Alisson's got more on the last
go
game.
Go on. They've gone for Alisson in goal. Yeah. It seems like the smart decision, especially when I'm thinking
you've still got to find a West Ham player for the outfield now.
I know.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Come on.
Defender. Well, they've got no defenders. They're all injured.
Yeah, so
we'll
it's going to have to be Liverpool. Virgil, definitely.
More
likely
to score than...
Yeah, and then our next one.
Okay, who are you going for? You've gone Virgil van Dijk there. Who's
Andy Robbo.
Andy Robbo, yeah. Trent Alexander-Arnold, Joe Gomez.
Because we're not sure whether Trent will play, we'll go with Robbo.
Okay.
He actually had his best game for ages yesterday.
He was massively important to the way he played. And it was great to see that he still can't shoot. So we know the real Andy Robertson's back.
Do you know if he could learn how to shoot, he'd get, like, I reckon he'd get at least 10 a season.
Yeah, he'd get more links to Roberto Carlos. He could shoot, definitely. Are you going in the middle of the park then?
What about Rice? Because we need to put one of theirs in, don't
definitely.
We? So put him in.
I like Declan Rice. I'm a bit of a fan of him.
He's a good player.
He is.
He's a really good player. I think I went for Souček over Rice in the middle of the park. I think he gets more goal involvements and stuff like that. Now, this is difficult now because is Thiago, is Henderson going to start? Is Fabinho going to start for Liverpool? This is where you've got to come down to.
Harvey
Elliott, he's a midfielder in this. There's a likely he could play on the right wing as well, means he's closer to the goal.
Harvey Elliott.
I mean, this is free to play, by the way, and you can win 100 quid if you get it right. So download the BetMate app, go to that little join button, type FF-Redmen in, and you can join this and play along with us, of course. As I say, gamble responsibly over 18 UK only.
Still hasn't scored for 2 games now.
Yeah, I think no one
else. Are you going for forwards, Raj?
If we go for Salah and then Bobby, do you think? Yeah, I think Bobby, I'm a big fan of Bobby. Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to have 4 West Ham players. So I'm going to talk while you just throw in names that you've heard of for the substitutes for West Ham. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Absolutely. Brilliant. Wait, my size, I definitely went.
Yeah, I think.
Who have you gone for there?
Fabianski.
Okay, yeah, that was
shall
easy.
I just throw the next ones?
Yeah, see, there you go. They're just going for the names they've heard of, / the closest to the top of the page.
Oh, yeah.
Just going for the first 4.
I like it. And then we just need you to pick a captain and a vice-captain now.
Okay.
Mo, captain.
Yeah, I think captain Mo.
Double points for the captain, 1.5 for vice-captain.
Okay, and then who's on a vice-captain? Virgil, maybe.
Ooh, caps in the comments. Has Darwin scored 20 at the detriment of Salah and the rest of the team? And he does this emoji. I don't think it will be at the detriment to it. You know, I really do think he's going to come good at some point. And Titch Green in our Discord says, I like the link up here with Carvalho in the Rangers game, which is, I thought Carvalho was brilliant in both games when he's come on. Right, who have you gone with then? There you go. That is the side. Who's the captain? Mo Salah, vice captain Virgil van Dijk.
Yep.
Don't forget you can use the QR code on the screen if you want to download the app there. FF-Redmen is your code. So we will catch that later. Thank you very much for BetMate, of course. It's 11 times. This is where we put our money where our mouth is. And I'm going to ask you, Abby, to go first.
Okay.
Who is Liverpool starting 11 for you?
Okay. Right, so Alisson, obviously, and then I'm going to go, I'll take Robbo, then I'll go Virgil, Gomez, Trent. I might play Trent. I don't know. I'm struggling in that position because I just don't think Milner's going to be able to do another 90. And then I'm going to go for two sixers. I'll say Thiago and Henderson. And then I'm going to go for Mo, Elliott, and then Bobby and Nunes up front, I think. But then I'm sort of kicking myself.
So Mo on the left.
The other way around. Have I got that the right way
well,
around?
Well, you said Mo and Elliot, they're your wingers.
Yeah, I'm gonna do 4-2-4.
Who's your right winger?
Do you know what the thing is for me?
Because Mo played more central last night. Are you sticking Mo central and putting Nunes or Bobby on the wing? Or?
Do you know what? I'll put Nunes on the wing.
Nunes on the wing. Yeah, Elliot on the other. Yeah. Bobby and Salah up top.
Yeah, because I'll kick myself if I don't put Salah up top. I will.
John?
My team's exactly the same as that, only I'm putting Elliot in midfield.
In the midfield, in a full three. Salah up top, Nunes on the left, Bobby on the right.
No, Nunes on the left.
Nunes on the left.
Bobby in the middle. No, Bobby or Salah, I think
they're in the middle. Okay, sounds. Nominally, Salah on the right, but he's going to get central for you. Yeah. If you were on the old footy manager, champ manager, you'd have a little
Alley. Elliot coming round.
Oh, yeah, okay. And Trent, mine is going to be Ali, Trent, Gomez, Kostas.
So you are starting Trent?
I'm starting Trent, but I'm assuming that Robbo was probably accelerated. So I'm going to give him the game off again.
Okay.
Which is mad considering I've just started Trent. No, I'm going to go Robbo. I'm going to go Robbo left back, Trent right back. Midfielders, I'm going Henderson and Fabinho, whereas you went Thiago and Henderson, didn't you? I'm going Henderson and Fabinho, and then I'm going to go Elliot. Right. I'm going to go Carvalho left.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm going to go Nunes and Salah up front.
I quite like that, to be fair.
Yeah,
I might change my mind.
It's nice then, isn't it? A little bit of Carvalho, a little bit of Elliot.
Yeah.
West Ham won't know what's coming for them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put that past that. Klopp either, to be honest.
He does mad things in midweek games. He always pulls a little surprise out here and there, doesn't he?
I'd like to see more of Carvalho. I think he's terrific.
He's been brilliant, honestly. Yeah. There's definitely a player there. I mean, a brilliant player as well.
Jota getting injured opens up an opportunity for him then, I think.
An injury?
Yeah, Jota getting injured.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a big miss, isn't it? I mean, it's a calf injury. We don't really know the full extent of it yet.
Mm.
So obviously getting assessed today. Let's have a little look at the fixtures then. Arsenal Man City's been postponed already, which would have been a mouth-watering tie, to be fair. Bournemouth Southampton, who's winning that? Or a draw?
Bournemouth.
Brentford Chelsea at Brentford.
Chelsea.
Yeah. Liverpool West Ham. Newcastle Everton. Newcastle,
yeah.
Yeah, give that to Newcastle.
Bears away at Manchester United.
Tough game. United,
2-2 draw, maybe.
2-2 draw. Thursday's Fulham Aston Villa. I think Fulham might just put the nail in Gerrard's coffin, to be honest.
I think so too. I think Villa. Do you know what? They actually played quite well, though, from what I've seen. They were unlucky not to score, Villa.
Fulham have gone off the boil since they played us. Maybe. You know, typical, they play well against us and then they tear it rapidly.
Leicester Leeds. I mean, if Leeds don't win that. How is Rodgers still in a job?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous. It's and crazy. Then obviously we've got on the Tuesday, Brighton vs Forest and Crystal Palace Wolves. That's a horrible set of fixtures for a Tuesday night. That's a type that means you're not turning on. Where's the Champions League? Bring the Champions League back. We don't want none of that. That's absolutely disgusting. So there you go. That has been our teams. We've looked at the other fixtures. Want your prediction now, Abby?
I feel like a big win after winning against City, get a couple of more goals. 3-0, I'm going to go dead confident to the Reds.
3-0.
Ooh, I was tempted by 3-0 myself, so I'm going to go 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 3-1 to Liverpool.
Who scores for West Ham?
One of them. I don't have a clue. Don't ask the questions. It's my job to ask the questions. So there you go. That has been the Uncensored Match build-up show. It's Liverpool, it's West Ham. It's 7:30 on Wednesday night. Abby, thank you so much for joining us again. Thanks. John, as ever, a pleasure. And thank you to everyone who subscribed, liked, watched, and got involved and made us get 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. Love each and every one of you, apart from the people who still throw loads of abuse at me. Anyway, thank you for watching.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.